my gosh, of course. 2022 was the first year that I had my very first headline tour. Very memorable one. It was amazing. Yeah, it was, you know, it's sometimes a tough time for females in the country industry right now. So it was amazing to know that females can get out there and they can sell tickets. We sold out more than half of the shows, which is like not what I expected for my first tour at all. So just being with those fans and seeing them turn up and be so excited that we finally get to do this, especially after the pandemic, was incredible.
And it seems like you are busy as well this year. You're going to be headlining the Rainmaker Rodeo on Saturday, May 27th. And I do have to ask, rodeos have some of the best food. Is there a certain food or like anything that you kind of have to grab at the rodeo?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you would consider this a rodeo food, but it's a staple food for me. But I'm a massive popcorn lover.
Oh, 100%.
It's probably not what the answer you were looking for, but it's like the answer to anything food related.
I would have taken popcorn or like the mini donuts. Like those are also really good.
Those are so good. I'm just such a sucker for popcorn. Like pretty much everyone I tour with, like whether they're like an opener or like a co-headline or whatever, like, or my band, they all just know this about, I know, like the Hunter Brothers, they do that all the time. They'll be like, oh my God, there's popcorn. And they'll go and grab a huge bag and just leave it on my bus.
Really?
Oh yeah. The boys, sometimes like we might get the leftover popcorn at the end of a show because we didn't have time before the show to go and get it. Just all this popcorn.
Oh yeah. My goodness. So I'm guaranteeing that like you'll probably be getting some popcorn at the Rainmaker Rodeo.
I really hope so. That would not upset me at all.
And speaking of the Rainmaker Rodeo, like I said, you are headlining. Are you excited? How do you feel?
I'm so excited. This will be one of the first shows for us this summer. And I've taken a little tiny break from shows just since the MapDot tour. And so this will really be the first time that we're back this summer. And I'm super excited, especially for an all-female lineup.
I know. I noticed that too. It was amazing. It's like the best way to come back. All-female lineup and the Rainmaker Rodeo. Can't go wrong with that. And as well, you have a new track called Heartbreaker. Can you tell us the story behind it?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of an interesting story. And this is not always what people think they're going to get when I explain the song. But after the MapDot tour, I realized that my songs were all, every single one of them, incredibly hard to sing. Whether they were wordy and fast, or they were rangy and really high and then really low, I don't get a break in my set at all. And so it was really important to me to start writing some songs that feel fun and easy to sing and still be like a jam and an anthem, but a little bit of a vocal break for me. Something that's like sits in a really nice spot in my voice and is easy to sing and still fun. So that's actually where Heartbreaker came from. And I mean, it's lyrically an interesting story too, because it's kind of a unique perspective of chasing or falling in love with someone who maybe isn't ready to receive that love. And so that's kind of cool as well. But it's not really like the original intent behind what writing the song was. It turned into something really special.
At the end of my interviews, I have three rapid fire questions. You have to answer with the first thing that comes to your head. Do you think you can do that?
I'm so bad at these because I have to explain everything, but let me try.
That's okay. The best answers are explained. We'll go first with what is your go-to karaoke song?
Alone by Heart.
Who would play you in a movie?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. Maybe Mandy Moore?
And the last one, it's a little difficult. It is definitely like the hardest question yet. Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me everywhere. Luckily, my name is very unique. So if you type in Jeff Moskaluk, pretty much anywhere, I'll pop up.